In San Antonio, for starters, which we've talked about, I think it is the best Final Four site based off the Riverwalk. I would put San Antonio, New Orleans, and Vegas. Drew's shaking his head. He wants to throw Indy. In fairness, I haven't been to Indianapolis, so I can't say yes
or no.
It's
not on his personal ranking system.
So it doesn't fall. I've been to a Final Four in New Orleans. I've been in San Antonio on the Riverwalk, and we've obviously been to Vegas. So
they got a good reputation as a host city.
It's hosted a lot of big-time events. But those three cities would be my rotation. So I'm excited that it's in San Antonio because it's a great scene on the Riverwalk with the different fan bases. And then now, for the second time since expansion, Final Four has all four number one seeds. I'll be honest, I love it. I love the fact that we get the four number one seeds. This was a year where throughout the season when we talked college hoops, we said, hey, this seems like a year where there's a clear cut. At first, it was just Auburn and Duke, better than everybody else. And then Florida got hot late in the year, like maybe Florida's the best team in the country. Well, all four, and here's why I like it, all four, you can make a case. Maybe you don't agree with the opinion, but you can make a case all four could really win the national title. That's not like a crazy thought. All four teams, Duke and Houston and Florida and Auburn, can all win the title. And the matchups that we're going to get, the Duke-Houston one, number one offense in Duke, number one defense in Houston. I just love that and what that sets up matchup-wise. And then Florida and Auburn, two best teams in the best conference in college basketball here in 2025, the SEC, Florida Auburn. So I'm excited. We get great matchups. And I'll be honest, I might be in the minority overall. Like, I love the upsets early on. We didn't get that. But when it comes down to this, for the second time in Final Four history, we get all four number one seeds. That's awesome. I would rather see Duke play Houston than Duke take on 12 seed Florida Atlantic, where they're going to be 9.5 or 10 point favorites. I don't. It's a great story. I don't want the blowout in the Final Four, and I don't think we're getting that.
So here's the thing. That is, I think it might be wishful thinking to say, and I don't think we're getting that, because the only, first, this has been an awful tournament. Just flat out boring as hell. There are like five decent games in the entire thing. It has stunk. And the same argument you're making for the number one seeds is the exact argument you could have made for the Elite Eight. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, and 1-3. Games stunk, 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 and stunk. They all stunk. None of them were close. One got close at the end, kind of, with Ole Miss. No good games in the Elite Eight, even though it was the top, it was seven of the top.
You're ignoring the Sweet 16, though. You're ignoring the Sweet 16, which was really, really good. I don't know if you watched them, but Sweet 16 was great.
I did watch some of the Sweet 16, and like that's, but like the Elite Eight, like the same argument for like all four ones, we're going to get good games now. We should have gotten good games for the Elite Eight, and we got zero.
No, I push back on that because we said throughout the season that the top two teams in the country were probably Auburn and Duke. Now they're going to actually potentially face off with each other. Nobody thought that Duke and Tennessee or Houston and Tennessee, that Tennessee was the same class of team as those. That's the point. These four have been the best teams in the country for 90%, at least two of them 90%, the other two maybe 60% of the season. That's what I get what you're saying. The matchups in the Elite Eight, higher seed versus higher seed. Sure. My argument is that these four are clearly the best and have been for most of the year. Now they're facing off. Tennessee, very evidently, not anywhere near the same class as any of the four teams.
I'm just
that
saying,
are
like,
neither was Michigan State.
I hope you're, look, I'm not disagreeing that these were at any point the top four seeds, but I'm just saying it's not guaranteeing us good games.
Well, I'm not guaranteeing it. I'm saying on paper, these are, from an intrigue and an excitement level, I'm way more excited if you told me that it's Duke versus Houston, which it is, versus Duke against Wofford, or Duke against Florida Atlantic. That would not be exciting to me, because I've seen that play out. That's not, it's not even just the result of the game. I'm talking about the buildup this week. I am genuinely excited to get to Saturday night. A couple years ago, I was not excited knowing that, I keep using Florida Atlantic, but like, because they obviously went on a run, but pick any 12 plus seed, that did not excite me going in knowing they were likely to get their ass kicked.
Yeah, and look, and someone's mentioning like Texas Tech versus Florida. That was a Sweet 16 game. I didn't say that wasn't a good game.
That was a great game. Arkansas, Texas Tech went to overtime, did it not?
But there are I didn't say there were zero good games in the tournament. I said there were five, and those are in the Sweet 16. I'm saying in the Elite Eight, the game stunk. You're ignoring those and going to the Sweet 16. Sweet 16 had a couple of good games, no doubt. Not arguing it.
You said,
definitely
well, the reason why I'm pointing out, you said it's the worst tournament you can remember.
It is an awful tournament.
So.
It was, in my opinion, it was an awful tournament.
That's fun.
Like some of that
I
is like
disagree.
A volume game. When we point out the like seven games in the tournament were good out of 90, I'm like, that's a bad ratio. I would say under normal tournaments, I think we get more good games than that. But because of the sheer lack of just, there were no upsets the whole way. There were very few in the round of 64, very few in the round of 32, very few in the round of 16, none in the Elite Eight. And there can't be in the Final Four, really, because they're all one seeds, obviously. Not that you need an upset then. Now
I agree with the upsets.
Games.
The upsets typically happen in the first two rounds anyway. And those did not happen this year. I'm not disagreeing with you that we didn't have. We said that at the time that the first weekend of the tournament, Thursday and Friday, were underwhelming. I'm with you. That was not a good Thursday, Friday from a excitement level and when wanting buzzer beaters or wanting the upsets. We didn't get that.
Maybe they can save it with the Final Four, because the Sweet 16 to this point is the only round that's mattered. Because, 64-32, we didn't get it. Elite Eight, I think we have to agree we didn't get it, right? There was no, three of them were blowouts, and one was like Ole Miss trying to make a late run, and it didn't matter.
I think it's not as much about it's more about the matchups and the way that they play. Like, Alabama shoots 75% of their shots are threes. They were off against Duke because Duke has a really good defense, and as a result, Alabama got smacked. I mean, Tennessee couldn't make an open shot to save their life against a really good Houston defense. They got smacked. That doesn't mean that the matchup was bad or that I think it comes down to they didn't make their shots. And
yeah, but it's no different than McNeese State got their ass kicked. I mean, you shot bad, it was a bad match. I don't know, Drew. I think it might've just been a bad matchup. To Gold's point, actually, the four teams were probably just a step ahead of literally everyone else. Look, maybe they can redeem themselves with three outstanding games to wrap it up. Right. And your wish comes true. And that we get that where Duke and Houston is an absolute epic game, and on the other side, Florida and Auburn's an epic game, and then we get an epic national championship, and then the tournament might feel different to me. Then it might.
Yeah, I just
to this point, it's been a dumb.
I hate the standard though that we're now, I guess, setting before we even head into Saturday, which is for it to be great. Now Duke has to win on a Cooper flag last second three, and they have to storm the court. I'm not saying we're gonna have a Disney movie in the Final Four.
No, I'm just saying
weekend.
A good game.
Yeah,
we didn't have a good game in the last round. One before we had a couple. There's no doubt.
Did we have this conversation last year when the Final Four happened and UConn obliterated everybody along the way? We didn't have this conversation.
It was a better tournament up to that point.
And the national title game was a 20-point game. The national title game, according to what people are talking about with this tournament, it sucked. But everybody was celebrating UConn and I feel like the conversation around this season is so much more different, and it doesn't make any sense.
You and I are aligned, but in fairness,
last year.
You and I are aligned for the most part, but in fairness to Coach, I think he is probably in the majority opinion. The reason why the tournament is great, casual fans don't pay attention. Most of us don't pay attention to college basketball till now, and so you expect the upsets in Thursday and Friday of that first weekend, and you expect
good games. Yeah.
And so I don't think you're in the minority opinion at all on this. I think you're probably a majority.
I
think though the way the tournament, there's a lot of people I would rather have the best teams in the Final Four. I don't think that's the majority opinion at all.
I kept trying to go back to the Elite Eight. I kept trying to watch the games, and I'm useless. A useless Elite Eight to watch. Unless you had bets on it, there was no point
to Cody's
of tuning
point,
in.
To Cody's point, if you're going to watch a blowout, the same thing I think in college football exists. If I'm going to watch a blowout and I know it's going to happen, I would rather see the Cinderella get their ass kicked than see one of the, than see a power. I get that side of things. I think I totally get it. Look, if the Elite Eight delivered and it was all single-digit games, I think it's really hard to argue I'd rather have a Cinderella team in there. But you watch Alabama play Duke and you're like, you know what? I'd rather have seen throw anybody in there. VCU. I'd rather see VCU. I'd rather see UNC Wilmington play Duke and lose the way that Alabama did rather than Alabama get beat the way that they did. I think that I get it.
Yeah, no, I think.
But I'm with you too that the having the one seeds in the
Florida
tournament.
Florida and Texas Tech was Elite Eight, but okay.
That was a great game. That was a great game.
Having
and
the
Texas
one
Tech blew
in,
that thing. Should have won.
Yeah, having the one seeds in, it should, again, it should. I knocked on the mic.
I was like, what are you doing over there, man?
If we have two blowouts, I don't, what's the conversation going to be? Look, I mean, if Houston,
I'm not guaranteeing.
Houston wins by 10 points, are we going to say that it's boring? Because I don't.
Yeah, I'm saying it's boring now. So if we get blowouts, yes, I will continue to say that this tournament stinks. Drew, if it stunk the whole way and then the last few games stink, then it stunk. I'm not going to change my opinion based on what. Can it redeem itself in my eyes a little bit? If Gold's right and four number one seeds and the four best teams in the country, which I think we all agree with, have three epic battles, cool. Kind of a saving grace. To that point, Gold, I'll care less.
Yeah,
it's that a four seed didn't get there or anything like that. That's fine.
Yeah. We've talked a ton about, NIL's impact on this tournament, what's to be expected, and this is only the second time that we've seen all four number ones make it to a Final Four. Even in the NIL, I truly think this is a unique year. Yes, will there be less mid-majors going on deep runs? I think overall, correct. But I also think there's going to be an overreaction. Next year, when everybody's filling out their brackets next March, and when we're talking about bets next March for the tournament, you're going to actually maybe be able to get value on the mid-majors because everybody's just going to assume that it's going to be all the powerhouses that win again. I would not be surprised next year if we get back to seeing some of the upsets. Now, do I think we're going to see the same stretch of like three double-digit seeds making the Sweet 16 again? I don't know if we'll ever see that again. I'm not sure. But I don't think now we're just going to always have the top four seeds make it. This is a unique year because these really were the four best team, like not just because they're in the final, truly, these were the four best teams all year. It was not a tough call for the committee to determine who the four number one seeds were when they were coming up with Selection Sunday.
So like, if you're excited about, like, I totally understand, like, especially for you, Gold, you made this point long before, you're fine with upsets until we get to the final four and then you want like the big boys, right? You want the best teams going, and it doesn't mean you get a good game, Drew, to your point. It doesn't mean you get a good national championship game. UConn can still just run you out of the building. I'm not saying the entire tournament is determined based on what happens in the game. I'm just saying, like, the only way to salvage it for me is that version of it. And yeah, I do think that you lose some of the tournament magic if it turns into college football and it's just Georgia and Alabama and the same five schools every year down there into the wire. It takes some of the juice out of it a little bit for it. And yeah, to this point, I don't think there's been enough good games. Just overall, I don't think there's been enough good games.
There's been a more disparity, I think, along the lines of just the first round, whether it's upsets or not. I just think it's interesting because I think the same thing happens in college football where we all want the Cinderella story to be there. And then when they play, like when St. Peter's got killed by Kentucky in the Elite Eight, whatever year that was, a few years ago, everybody was like, yeah, I would have rather seen somebody else other than St. Peter's in there. But those are the same people who wanted St. Peter's to get there in the first place. So you got to make up your mind. Either you want to see the blowout of a Cinderella team get smacked in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, or you want to see a better matchup, which is not going to have St. Peter's.
Which doesn't guarantee me not a blowout, though. That's the problem. It's like, on the other one, at least I get the Cinderella. The good matchup, right? Alabama and Duke doesn't guarantee me a good game. They got their ass kicked.
No, I just think it says more and more, though, like, the four that are left are that much better than everybody else. That's at least how I took it. Like, these four were the dominant teams in college basketball. By the way, Florida-Auburn, Florida's a 2.5-point favorite. Duke-Houston's the late game on Saturday in San Antonio. Duke, a 4.5-point favorite right now on Houston, heading in to the Final Four.